I got a phone call yesterday from one of my birding companions on my spring warbler walks telling me about the heron nest colony on Island Lake north of Duluth. Yesterday was reasonably bright, so I headed up there with my son Tom in early afternoon to check it out and take pictures. In the past year, I've become rather addicted to photographing wild birds. I think I have the perfect point-and-shoot combination now, a new digital camera with a 12x optical zoom and an image stabilizer so the photos aren't blurry when handheld at that magnification, and a little point-and-shoot camera with 7 megapixels. Which I brace against a spotting scope using a little homemade adapter to photograph more distant birds. I'm not the least bit patient about playing with adapters and playing with exposures and all that. As I said, I just want to point and shoot, preferring to pay more attention to the birds themselves than to elaborate photography techniques. Yesterday I got a few photos with the new 12x camera, but the nest colony was too far away, so I had by far the better luck using the spotting scope. Most people are surprised to learn that great blue herons nest in trees, in huge stick nests that they build themselves. Their droppings are very acidic, so if trees are alive when a heronry begins, it doesn't take many years for them to die. But the trees remain standing for many years, so once established, a heronry can last for a long time. Sometimes other heron species move in too, or cormorants, and once in a while a great horned owl takes over a nest weeks before the herons return in spring. One of my friends found a heron colony with a great horned owl nest in it. The herons spent so much time and energy harassing the owl that neither species managed to bring off any babies that season. Common grackles also nest in heron colonies. They don't take over entire nests. Rather, they set up basement apartments within the sticks of the heron nests and manage to take some of the spilled food. There were several grackles flying in and out of these nests yesterday. But I was focused, mentally and photographically, on the herons. I didn't count all the nests, so I'll have to go back, but I did count the babies in the nests I could easily see, and the smallest number was 3, and some nests had 5. This is wonderful news, especially because the babies are rather large already. Great blue heron nestlings are rather famous for their fratricidal ways, but are most likely to kill one another when food is scarce. So far, all these babies seem to be thriving. There were a lot of trees blocking the view, but I did have a fairly clear view of one nest with 3 babies in it. At first, one of the parents was in it with them, and I got a lot of shots of the 4 of them. I didn't click in time when the parent flew off, but got more photos and some videos of the babies jostling about in the nest. It was fun and interesting, and I'm eager to go back and get more photos. Meanwhile, you can check out the photos I did get at www.birderblog.com or go to my website, lauraerickson.com, and click on the blog link at the top. My photography ventures and this radio program are supported by binoculars.com. I'm Laura Erickson speaking for the birds.